Hi, everyone. You're listening to In the Open, a podcast by Mental Health America, where we talk all things mental health related.
Hi, guys. It's America and Teresa. We're back at In the Open.
Hey.
Hopefully, everybody has had a fabulous week so far. Today, we're going to be talking about having a midlife crisis. Frankly, I don't know if I am or not. So Teresa's going to help educate me.
What? I'm not going to educate you. I'm also wondering if I'm having a midlife crisis. We're going to figure this out together.
Okay. So I think it's important to define what we mean by a midlife crisis because I don't know if I am.
Well, so midlife is in your 40s, right? People who had quarter life crises had crises when they were around 25.
Okay.
And we're halfway through life, so this is our midlife crisis.
Let me tell you what I think, and we're going to see if it resonates with what's happening.
Okay, I like that. Go ahead.
So when I think midlife crisis, it's where you start questioning anything and everything about your life, where you're like, am I doing the right thing? Have I done everything that I'm supposed to do by now? Supposed to, in quotes. Is this the peak of my existence? Am I going to do anything better? Is there anything else that I can look forward to? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, you are having a midlife crisis. You are having a midlife crisis, or you've just watched enough movies.
Okay. Yeah. I love movies. So I think I've watched enough. But I think in part I question those things. But I never thought about it like, oh, look. You're 40, you know, with like this voice looming over your head and like, now ponder everything that's happened in your life.
Yes. But so life has a lot of expectations about where we're supposed to be. I feel like when you're in your quarter life crisis, when we talk to one of our other staff and we bring them in for quarter life crisis, like for me, my quarter life crisis was, oh, I'm 25 now. What am I doing with my life? Like, okay. What am I supposed to be? I'm out of college now, and what does it mean to be an adult and blah, 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 right? And it is existential. You said the word existence. I think what's different about a period of life crisis and just other crises is it has a lot of meaning around time, expectations, and like your existence. So who am I kinds of questions, and what am I doing with my time kinds of questions, right?
Yeah.
I think I was wondering if I was having a midlife crisis when I kept asking myself, what am I doing with the rest of my life? I'm wasting time.
Well, what prompted that? Like, was there something that you saw that somebody else was doing, or all of a sudden you're like in the middle of your week? It's like, what am I doing with myself?
This last depressed episode I have, I could not stop thinking about climate change and how awful we were. I think it came out during some of the reports about how we've passed a tipping point and basically there is no turning back. Like there's no stopping climate change at this point. And I'm going to die. And I've basically already lived half my life. Then what am I going to do for the rest of the half of my life? And then blah, 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 blah.
I think for many people, climate change and everything that's happening globally impacts us to consider really what's happening with my life and what's my role in all of this. And it is very disheartening. But I also think something in the way that we think about this is a very westernized way of thinking about this, where we say, what am I supposed to do? What's happening with me? You haven't been brought up to think about it like, oh, you are not what's important. It's the community, right? So where we're thinking about what we could do to help improve this or the impacts of all these global kind of issues, people may not have the space to actually even think about that because they're just functioning.
Totally. Having a midlife crisis is probably utterly self-focused and comes with privilege because when I was poor, nobody had time to think about a midlife crisis. Yeah. You're like, also, what amazing privilege that I have to say, oh, I've gotten to do X, Y, or Z, and now how do I want to live my life? It absolutely has a place of privilege, because there are parts of, that's funny, because there are parts of during my crisis where I get mad at myself because I do say, what are you doing? Just put your head down and be grateful for what you have. Be grateful that you have a job and just carry forward and make money and
yeah,
pay your bills.
So I would imagine that what is happening to you happens with a lot of people that are bicultural. You've come to have a blended existence of the American culture and also your other culture, whatever that may be, right? For me, it's Hispanics. But I think that happens with everybody, where you're asking yourself, oh, you know, what can I do? And then if you're really in tune to what's happening, be like, dude, be grateful for what's happening. I just wanted to put that thought out there just so that people recognize that this conversation can be a little one-sided.
It is a selfish undertaking. And it's interesting that this happens for people at certain times of their lives. I do feel like this happens a lot for people during when they're 25, a quarter life crisis. When we get halfway through life, whenever we feel halfway through life, and then maybe towards the end, people have another one, like around retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a lot of it is about what am I doing? What am I doing with my time that I have left in life?
So is it based really on expectations that exist out there that are placed upon us by society?
I mean, society and ourselves.
Okay.
Like the way we want to live our lives and what we want to do. And so, I mean, okay, so the stereotype of what you see on the movie of a person having a midlife crisis is?
You go get a fancy sports car.
Yeah, right. I mean, we all have that image of the person pulling up in a sports car. Why is that?
That's what the movies have shown us. That's it.
But is that person going to do something extreme because they want to feel young again? And they also want to blow away all the money that they've been saving to do something extreme that's selfish, that feels selfish just for them.
I think it's both of those, but there is an added component that is saying it's not about spending the money. It's about you embracing the fact that you don't have to respond to anybody. So it is that selfishness a little bit, but I am making a choice to buy a fancy sports car, quit my job. But, and you know, in many of the movies that are out there, you'll see that decisions are made that could be somewhat disastrous down the line when the person realizes, like, oh my God, why did I do that? And it's often tied to the emotions behind it, right? Because you didn't feel fulfilled, didn't feel like you had anything to live for. You weren't looking forward to something. And then the person comes to understand, I do have a lot to look for. So it's kind of taking your existence for granted.
So what is special about being in the middle of your life in terms of taking your life for granted versus being early in your life or at the end?
For me, I think it is tied to expectations that we may have had for ourselves, both from society, family, and all that. And ourselves, where we start to say, I had this idea that my life was going to be this way when I was 40. I'm 40 now, so I think I may be going through a midlife crisis. No. but what the reality is that life happens while you've had all these ideas for the last 20 something years, and your thoughts about what could have been, maybe haven't had time, or you haven't modified them because you haven't taken the time to really think, okay, well, that idea was fabulous, but in reality, it didn't come to fruition because of X thing. And there is a lot of expectation, especially around the 40 mark, where you're like, oh my God, everybody's like, oh, what are you going to do now? And it's like, I'm sorry, is my life supposed to change drastically from the moment I am 39 yesterday and 40 today? You know?
Yes.
And it's chalked up to be that. But it's not. It's not going to happen that way. So I can understand that there are a lot of conversations where people may feel that there is this crisis happening because you start questioning,
yeah, people do talk about this age a lot. But my body has started to fall apart. So more than I ever remembered in my life, I'm like, my back. I just notice all the ways that my body is breaking apart and it doesn't bounce back in the way it used to. And I have pain where you're like, why? I have a fine bed. Why do I wake up like someone punched me all night or whatever? And part of that is the problem. You're like, oh, I'm not this spring chicken, you know? Nobody's just... And that's but, part of it. You're like,
yeah, I totally enter
the broken stage.
I think all of those things that you're talking about are ideas that have been placed upon us that we have to function a certain way. For example, if I was in Bolivia and I was 40, and I am today, you know, and not married, for example, there would be a huge thing about it where, what do you mean? You know, you haven't had your life together with a man, or it can't really be a woman, because that would be a whole nother conversation. But, you know, it's expectations culturally that we have been taught.
Yeah, you bring shame if you're not married by 20.
You know, it's like, kids. What's happening to you? It's like, nothing. I'm just focusing on me. And it's like, you're so selfish. You know, it's like, not really. But I can understand where that comes from. Tell me, are you also kind of struggling with this idea of like what you want to do with yourself? Like, what did you want to do when you were 20?
Oh, in my 20s, I don't know. I didn't want to do anything. I was too screwed up to think about what I was going to do. Somewhere in my mid-20s, I started to figure out I wanted to be a social worker.
Okay.
And I did that. So I did that from then until now. And I would say my midlife crisis about what I want to do is a lot about thinking about how I spend my time. Like, is my whole existence about my job and what I do? Mm-hmm. Or am I more than that? Or do I want to just say screw it all and just run away to the hills? And I know in the end that would be horribly boring, and I'd probably be super bored. But I do, when I daydream about something that wild, I do think, why do I think these weird things? I've never thought about these things before. And I go, and well, this must be my midlife crisis. Yeah. Because I'm like, where do these thoughts come from?
I would say they're very normal kind of thoughts, because you kind of start just hashing out ideas that could be, you know, they're the could be's. I could be this, I could have done that. But it's also, you're getting into this other area of fulfillment, right? Where is it just me? Oh, look, I do this at Mental Health America, or I do X thing for X company. And can I do more? Am I really fulfilled by it? And it goes back to this idea of also creating balance, because you can't just focus on you as your job being your identity. And if that's the case for people, I would say try to find something else that you also find fulfilling.
I do want to feel fulfilled in a different way.
Yeah.
It does seem like I'm not buying a car. My version of it is like buying books and saying, I'm just going to try and change habits that I have to say it's okay to focus on myself. Maybe midlife has offered me the opportunity to just practice more self-care.
And I would imagine that that is a very healthy place to be at. I don't think that at an earlier age where you're maybe like 20 and on, you may necessarily know what self-compassion and self-care looks like. So when you get older, and one, you may have the means to be able to do that. So you may have time that you can make decisions about your time, you know, not somebody else making those decisions for you. That's part of that process, I would say. And then there is an aspect to that where you want to make sure that you are connected to people that also help you feel good.
Yeah.
You know, but we don't always know that. I don't know. Have you seen the movie Fried Green Tomatoes?
Oh my gosh, that was such an old movie.
I know, but it's so good, because I was just talking to my girlfriend the other day about it, where one of the scenes in Fried Green Tomatoes is Kathy Bates, right, is in her car and she's about to park her car. And then another driver who's a much younger woman, like, boom, zooms in and takes her parking. Uh-huh. Do you remember that? And then Kathy Bates is like, Tawanda! And she, like, rams the girl's car, right? And the young girl, the young woman, she, like, comes out. She's like, what are you doing? You're crazy. And she's like, I'm older and I have better insurance, you know? And so that, like, when you start talking about this midlife crisis, it, like, exemplifies, it's exemplified in that moment where you're just like, I can own my existence. I don't have to respond to anybody.
Tawanda! But,
yeah. I love it, you know?
That was such a good scene. We need to bring Tawanda back.
If you see me on the road, yelling Tawanda, move out of my way, you know? But, you know, you asked me earlier, like, if I thought that I was having a midlife crisis, and I don't necessarily think that I am.
Or did you, between 39 and 40 and a half?
I thought about connections that existed between what is supposed to happen when I turned 40, and it kind of seemed like the little gnats or flies that we talked about before about criticism. It's like, oh, you should have been doing this by then. I have really good friends who help, you know, kind of combat those negative ideas. It's like, why do you worry about that? You know, you're on your own timeline. And then at the other side of that is, well, Teresa's talking about your body and whatnot. It's like, well, I'm not getting any younger, am I? So, you know, I think those are just normal kinds of thoughts that happen progressively. Yeah. But I didn't fixate on them. I turned 40. There was an idea that I was going to have like a big party to celebrate it. And then I started thinking about, what do I want? What do I want? I don't want to have a party because then it's a celebration that everybody else is at. And not that I was trying to be selfish, you know, but it was this idea of just asking myself, which I very rarely do. It's like, what do you want? With no expectations from anybody else. What do you want? And in the end, I made a decision. And I was like, all right, I know what I want. And I did it. I didn't have a party.
Yeah. What do you want? That's a hard question. And it is a question I think especially comes up during life crises.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Is it different, though? And we'll talk about this with one of our colleagues. The what do you want, I think, is easier for somebody who's at a midlife crisis because, well, there's this expectation that we have more resources available to us.
Oh, yeah.
In many cases.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Definitely. My midlife crisis is way easier than my quarter life crisis because I feel less insecure.
Yeah.
When you don't know what your future is supposed to be like, it feels like a very scary place. And at least now I'm midlife, so I don't feel that fear. I just feel the fear of death, which isn't bad because I'm not actually scared of death. So somebody who has a midlife crisis where they're actually scared of death, that would be an interesting thing to talk to them about. Maybe their midlife crisis looks different than mine because part of their concern is that they're propelling towards death now. But we've reached halfway. There's less life and more death.
Yeah, you know, I would say it would be important to kind of ask yourself some very thoughtful questions, you know, and take the time to really think through them. If you think you're going through this process to, you know, what's leading you to have these ideas? Is it because you're coming to a time in your age, like Teresa, who's about to hit 40, that's, you know, making you question some ideas? Or is there something else that's happening? Are there people in your life, your community that are pushing you to say, oh, look, everybody's having babies. Aren't you supposed to be having babies? Oh, look, everybody's married. You're supposed to be married. Oh, look, everybody has this fabulous job that they love and you don't. You know, what's the
pressure points?
What are the points of pressure? Yeah.
And then in the end, man, time is going to move on. So I feel like there's a part of the midlife crisis or the crises where time is going to move on. It's not like it's going to wait for us. So on the good side, you can take the time to reflect and take care and think about it thoughtfully. And on the other side, you won't. I feel like I need to be careful about not leaving behind a wake of destruction. As I figure out my I have to be careful not to, you know, blow all the savings or make decisions impulsively without consulting people I love, or saying things I don't mean because I'm feeling on a whim, like more freed up to be a jerk or something, you know? So I think that's where the crisis feeling comes in, where you feel like a lot of energy about stuff. And I have to be cognizant of not letting that feeling get so overwhelming that I do all the stupid things I know I can do with just like the way your brain is, you know?
Yeah, I completely understand that. I would also urge you to think about if there are things that you want to change, or maybe you find that you wanted something and it's not the way that you thought it would be. Are there things you can do now and start, you know, start something new tomorrow?
Start small.
Yeah.
Start new.
You turn the page, you move on. If you feel like you're kind of struggling and in this space and reminiscing too much and focusing, obsessing a little bit about this, you know, have a conversation with somebody you trust. I think that that's very useful.
Tawanda!
Yeah, embrace it. All right, guys, keep fighting in the open.
Bye.